Dia 28 de maio, Robbie Williams volta a Portugal para atuar no North Festival na Alfândega do Porto. É o cabeça de cartaz do primeiro dia do festival e o primeiro grande nome a ser anunciado. E já tem uma opinião formada sobre os fãs portugueses.
What I did know is because we ended the tour, the European leg of the tour, in Portugal this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were in Latvia and Lithuania where it was minus 10. And then like a week and a half later, we're in Portugal and the weather's gorgeous. And there is something about people that live in a land where it's warmer, where their spirit is more giving. Happier, yeah, happier. You know, I had the most amazing time in Latvia and Lithuania too. They were absolutely incredible. But there's something about the sun shining and what it does to the soul and what it does to the soul of the people. I felt really loved. It felt really special.
They like to sing a lot and dance a lot.
Yeah. And I like them liking that.
25 years of a career is a respectable career. Do you feel ready for more 25?
Well, to be honest, I've been doing it for 33 years now. I joined Take That when I was 16. So, yeah, I'm ready for another 33 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never enjoyed it as much as I enjoy it now. I love my job. I have the best job in the world. And I have purpose, incredible purpose, four beautiful children and a wife, and life is good.
And it's very important to find a purpose, right?
Yeah, it's paramount. It's paramount for your own success while you're here on the planet to have something that drives you, or else the wheels fall off.
Do you think that's something that aging gives to you?
Yeah, I suppose that aging and children and having been around the block quite a few times and understanding the process of what is required of me, what I require of me, what I want, what I don't want, who I want to please, who I don't have to please, who it's important to love, who it's not important to give your love to. These things take time. I'm nearly 50 now, so I better have learned something from all of this, and I think I have.
So the mood in a festival is different than in a concert. I want to know, what's your plan for this concert?
Don't know yet. I haven't done the set list. I'm an entertainer. I plan to entertain.
I've seen you in the O2 Arena.
Well, thank you for coming. Thank you.
Oh, it's okay. I love it.
I plan to entertain. That's what I do. That is my job. And it's very important to me that the people in front of me get their money's worth and they get elevated somehow, whether that be through singing songs about a shared sadness or through being cheeky and whimsical and lifting the spirit by making somebody laugh.
You are funny.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I plan on entertaining.
So when you joke with the public, you train before in front of a mirror, for example, or you just say whatever?
No, I write a few things down and they're sort of like points that I have to hit. And then if I'm feeling comfortable and the audience is laughing along with me, it gives you space to find other things off the top of your head. And those other things off the top of your head then start to become part of the routine. And during a tour, more and more of those things naturally happen. When you're not feeling comfortable and when you're feeling a bit scared and when they're not laughing along with you, it's a different story.
So it's a very complete show, I think.
Well, I would like to hope so.
You have a favorite song?
Yeah, Angels, my big song. You know, I haven't written another one like that. I've written like 700, 800 songs, and I haven't managed to write a song that's done what that did to that many people. So also, it's always the end song of the set. So it always means that I go home next and I've done my job.
And the song you can't even hear anymore, and you have to play
Millennium.
Why?
Well, you know, you asked the question, so there was going to be an answer to that. And
yeah,
if I'd have answered it with a song that you'd have gone, yeah, I understand that, that would have upset me. So, you know, I'm glad you went, why? I just don't, you know, it's just annoying.
It's so strong. It's so powerful.
My wife is sat next to me and she says, I like Millennium.
So she agrees.
She says, I'm wrong.
And I'm going to make you play it now.
And she says she's going to make me play it now. Yeah.
Your concert on the 28th of May is in the same day of great art, Portuguese artists. Are you planning to see some of them?
Yeah, I mean, depends on what time I arrive there, what I'm doing. Of course, I will go and stroll along and have a look at whoever's playing. I like to get to a venue early, so I'm sure that I'll be taking in other people's music.
But you have that curiosity to know local artists.
Yes.
No, just you answered that just to be polite.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Answering
that way is a lot more simple than, you know, the long-winded answer to that.
Okay. So do you plan to stay a few more days in Portugal or just arrive and go in the next day?
Well, I know we're very busy for the summer. So I know that it's like gig, fly, one day off, gig, fly. I'd love to spend more time there. Me and the wife really want to come to Portugal and figure out what it's all about properly instead of only spending 3 or 4 days there while I'm working. But we'll have to do that at a later date.
So you don't even have time to buy some souvenirs, like a fridge magnet or...
Ida actually buys frig magnets. She buys frig magnets, fridge magnets, and snow globes.
Oh, okay. And old Porto wine. Did
and Porto wine?
Oh, yeah. I love Porto wine.
She loves Porto wine.
What? So when you come to Porto, you have to try francesinha. If you haven't tried, you have to try it.
Francesinha
is like a dish. It's like a sandwich, but with cheese and a special sauce. It's very good.
I'm in. Yes, cheese and bread and French fries.
It's a little bit spicy, but if you love spicy, it's great.
What's it called?
Francesinha.
Francesinha.
Yes.
Okay, I'm in.
You have
try
to try it. It's typical of from Oporto. And let me tell you one more thing. In Oporto, it's in the north of the country. They swear a lot.
Great.
Like, a lot. So
great. Well, I'll have to learn some Portuguese swear words because I love swearing.
You can ask there because they are the masters of swearing. And okay. they use a sentence which is Viva o Porto Carago. It's not
Viva
swearing.
O Porto Carago.
Yes, that's it. You tell them and they will love it.
Okay, I should write this down. Viva o Porto Carago.
Porto. Yes.
Okay, cool. Come to see my concert on the 28th because I'm really good at it. That's it. That's all that people need to know is that I'm really good at it and they should see me being good at it.
Yes, you are.
All right, darling. Thank you very much for taking
the
time.
It was a pleasure. See you soon.
Okay. Be well.
Bye-bye.